Trump is ushering in the AI beast system, as we have been warning for 3 years, my friends. And the inauguration was just demonic. We're going to get through the evidence thereof, a little bit of the Illuminati hand signals by Eric Trump, and so much more.
Now, if you look at Eric Trump right here, he's got his hands in what we call a steepling position. Now, if you're having a discussion with somebody and you're doing this, this oftentimes means that you're trying to come across as an expert. However, Donald Trump, President Trump, oftentimes does this. So this hand sign for him, maybe that's something he learned. It doesn't really make much sense in this context as far as being meaningful in any particular way, other than maybe that's how he's most comfortable when he's in a situation that is elaborate like this, something that can be a little bit awkward trying to figure out how you want to stand or how you want to present.
But do you have eyes to see they're ushering in this AI beast system? And the first story I want to cover is actually from InfoWars. I thought InfoWars was going to be all over the AI beast system, something we've been saying for 3 years. But look how InfoWars is gatekeeping. Let's read. The beast system will claw its way back. So I'm like, who's the beast system and who's going to claw their way back? Because we just saw the technocrats, all the billionaire AI enslavement billionaires front and center at the inauguration, but let's read what InfoWars has to say. Due to the hard work of millions of patriots, this is the final countdown. Everything that the World Economic Forum and New World Order beast system has emulated from its Chinese doppelganger and infiltrated into Western civilization has reached its unintended outcome. But the beast system will claw its way back unless it's finally destroyed. Folks, the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab's Fourth Industrial Revolution is biohacking you. So this is a deflection, my friends, and they're all together. China's in on it as well. China's going to probably be the New World Order police until Elon can get his robots up and running. But at the inauguration, we had Jeff Bezos from Amazon, which was funded by a huge project from the CIA, $600 million, and every package was funded where they had an unfair advantage shipping products around the world. I talked to many executives who said, I don't get funded by the government to overnight stuff and ship stuff. Then you had Mark Zuckerberg, who was on Rogan saving face for censoring everybody during Trump's first administration or the next election. Then you have Elon Musk, Tesla, and SpaceX. We've covered him. Is Elon Musk the false prophet? Go to SJ Wellfire and search. Is Elon Musk the false prophet? And then we have Tim Cook from Apple. We have Sundar, his last name I missed, from Google, the Google CEO, Alphabet CEO. Can't make this up. Then you have the CEO from TikTok, Sam Altman, ChatGPT AI, and he met with Bill Gates. I might play a video at the end of that meeting. And then they decide to launch Stargate, this AI infrastructure system. You got to be kidding me. So look, even the mainstream news is like, these people were front and center. This is that fourth beast system. I always wonder, are the 10 kings tech companies? I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but I just wonder, because Klaus Schwab said that Google 3.0 will be the final world government. And I'm paraphrasing. Is this creepy? Were you creeped out a little bit? The power players, my friends. And then Trump signed a bunch of executive orders. Some of them I agree with, but when I grew up, presidents would never sign executive orders that often. So this has become a dictatorship position just with all the executive orders. I'm told they can be challenged, but still, my friends. Let's read from CNN. Trump on Monday also reversed an executive order passed by former President Joe Biden in 2023 that aimed to monitor and regulate AI risks. I don't even think they should. I think they should throw AI in the fire. This is the Tower of Babel, according to Chabad Lupovich. They said, let's have this Tower of Babel be good. No, it's a DNA war. They want to be like God. They want to defile the temple of God that is you. All right. Now, TikTok, we've done two or three podcasts on why they want to take down TikTok because they can't control it. And I've been kicked off TikTok, but I had a couple of videos go 100,000 views, if not more, that they cannot control if you can get past the censorship. So they need to bring it in. And I'm wondering if they rolled this into the Beast system, because all of a sudden now it's up and running and TikTok gives all the glory to Donald Trump. They need to make Donald Trump the hero with the youth. The California fires burning, making Trump the hero. But I thought this was interesting. Trump signs promised executive action to delay TikTok ban for 75 days. They really don't care. If they cared about you, they'd get rid of fluoride in the water. They would stop poisoning our air. They would stop poisoning the soil. They'd stop poisoning the pokes that give kids autism. They'd just stop it. We'd be so healthy. No, this is a war on humans. This is Satan's world. That's why my people die for a lack of knowledge.
Meetings in D.C. in May where we talked to them about this, and the meetings were absolutely horrifying, and we came out basically deciding we had to endorse Trump.
What did you hear in those meetings?
AI is a technology basically that the government is going to completely control. This is not going to be a startup thing. They actually said flat out to us, don't do AI startups. Like, don't fund AI startups. It's not something that we're going to allow to happen. They're not going to be allowed to exist. There's no point. They basically said AI is going to be a game of two or three big companies working closely with the government, and we're going to basically wrap them in a, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going to basically wrap them in a government cocoon. We're going to protect them from competition. We're going to control them, and we're going to dictate what they do. And then I said, I don't understand how you're going to lock this down so much, because like the math for, you know, AI is like out there and it's being taught everywhere. And, you know, they literally said, well, you know, during the Cold War, we classified entire areas of physics and took them out of the research community, and like entire branches of physics basically went dark and didn't proceed. And that if we decide we need to, we're going to do the same thing to the math underneath AI.
And, wow.
And I said, I've just learned two very important things, because I wasn't aware of the former, and I wasn't aware that you were, you know, even conceiving of doing it to the latter.
What do you say about TikTok in the comments? All right. This is the video that I played, and I'm going to bake it into this podcast as well with Trump's, I think it's one of his first press conferences, first or second. But Trump announces a $500 billion AI infrastructure investment in the United States. This is your fake God. Artificial intelligence driven by quantum computers that speak to other dimensions, probably demons. Remember, we always play Gordy Rose talking about Lovecraft-type characters, these aliens that look at you as ants, and they don't care about you. They're not good or evil. No, they're evil. This thing is piercing other dimensions, according to their words, probably bringing in demons. And these quantum computers, they've talked often how they're run off of brain cells. You can't make this stuff up. And they want to biohack you, a slave class, if you make it. But Stargate is creepy. You think of Stargate and these portals. This is Luciferian. Calling this AI infrastructure Stargate. And then all of a sudden they've been pre-programming us with some of our podcasts we've done on portals. They're trying to bring in these demons. But let's read. Three top tech firms on Tuesday announced that they will create a new company called Stargate to grow artificial intelligence infrastructure in the United States. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, SoftBank CEO, and the Oracle chairman Larry Ellison. I'm going to play a video from Larry Ellison about AI in your future. That should creep you out. Everything will be filmed. And the only way they can unlock that film is with a court order. Let's say you did something bad with your car. Drones will follow you home. This dude is demonic.
Securing schools. We think we can absolutely lock down schools so that dramatically reduce the case of anyone being on campus that doesn't belong on campus. And immediately alert, the second someone pulls out a gun, immediately alert, use AI cameras to immediately recognize that. But A, we keep everyone off campus that doesn't belong on campus. The police, another thing, body cameras. We completely redesigned body cameras. Our body cameras cost $70. Normal body camera costs, $7,000. Our body cameras are simply lenses. Two lenses attached to your vest, attached to the smartphone that you're wearing. And we actually take the video that the police officer is, by the way, and the camera's always on. You don't turn it on and off. And by the way you turn it on, you can't turn it off. I'm going to the bathroom. Oracle, I need 2 minutes to take a bathroom break, and we'll turn it off. The truth is, we don't really turn it off. What we do is we record it so no one can see it, but no one can get into that recording without a court order. So you get the privacy you requested, but a court order, if you get a court order, we will, you know, judge, you know, can order, I want to look at that, this so-called bathroom break. If something comes up, and plus, I'm going to lunch with my friends. Oracle, I need an hour for privacy with lunch with my friends. God bless. We won't listen in unless there's a court order. But it's interesting. But we transmit the video back to headquarters. So headquarters and AI is constantly monitoring the video. Remember this terrible case in Memphis where the five police officers basically beat to death another citizen in Memphis? Well, that can't happen because it would be on TV. It'd be on TV at headquarters. Everyone would see it. Your body cams would be transmitting that. The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching, and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on. And it's unimpeachable. The cars have camera, you know, cameras on them. We have a squad car here someplace. But those kind of applications using AI, if we can use AI, and we're using AI to monitor the video. So if that altercation had occurred, that occurred in Memphis, the chief of police would be immediately notified. It's not people that are looking at those cameras, it's AI that's looking at the cameras. No, you can't do this. It would be like a shooting. That's going to be an event that's immediately, an alarm is going to go off, we're going to have supervision. In other words, every police officer is going to be supervised at all times. And the supervision will, and if there's a problem, AI will report the problem and report it to the appropriate person, whether it's the sheriff or the chief or whomever we need to take control of the situation. We have, you know, same thing, we have drones. We just, if there's something going on in a shopping center, and I'll stop, a drone goes out there, get there way faster than a police car. There's no reason for, by the way, high-speed chases. You shouldn't have high-speed chases between cars. You just have a drone follow the car. I mean, it's very, very simple. And the new generation of autonomous drones. Spotting forest fires. A drone spots the forest fire, and the drone then drops down and looks around to see if there's a human being near that heat plume, and someone else either had an unattended campfire that caught fire or it's arson. We can detect all of that. That's all done autonomously with AI. All of these are AI applications. And so you think about the application business, and I'm just getting started. I mean, I'm sure you have other things to do in your life than just listen to me.
Appeared at the White House Tuesday afternoon alongside President Donald Trump to announce the company, which Trump called the largest AI infrastructure project in history. And remember, Trump said his first administration, we need to censor the net. Bill Gates said they had a great meeting with Trump in talking about mRNA cures for HIV. We did that podcast where London Times said HIV was created from a poke, from a V word. They create the disease. The companies will invest $100 billion in a project to start, with plans to pour up to $500 billion Stargate in the coming years. When I play the video, the CEO from SoftBank basically goes on to say, we will launch $500 billion in your time in the next 4 years. How much time does the AC have? And I'm not saying Trump's the AC, but we need to keep our eyes on all of it, my friends. The project is expected to create 100,000 U.S. jobs, Trump said. Well, how many will it take away when they launch Elon's robots? Stargate will build the physical and virtual infrastructure to power the next generation of AI, including data centers around the country, Trump said. Ellison said the group's first 1 million square foot data project is already under construction in Texas. I pray, Lord, that if this is not your will be done. Because I'm gonna, before I play the video, they really are going to sell this as using mRNA technology to cure cancer and artificial intelligence. But you have to remember Project Warp Speed. This is iron mixed with clay. This is Daniel 2, the fourth beast system. And Daniel 7, seeds of men will not cleave. This is a seed war going back to Genesis. And I've probably played or showed the Abraham Accords Donald Trump coin for the peace deal. That is all about mind controlism. The story is here. You have blockchain, you have transhumanism, you have measuring health, AI-controlled health, you have syringes. What do we see? The poison poke with nanotech in it. And I, the reason why I put this person's information here is I thought the palm tree was kind of a 5G tower, how they make 5G, 6G fake, you know, trees. This person's questioning Antichrist, Phoenix Rising after a reset. Then you have 5G surveillance, 0101 computer language, right? Satellites that think Starlink, 10 stars, 10 kings. I miss that. Peace and serenity with the dove. And then all of a sudden we have Saturn, Satan. Do you see it, my friends? You have to see this. And you have to go do research. Who really is controlling the world? Research the woman in Jerusalem on sjwellfire.com. We have a point of view, and I think we back it up with scripture on who the woman is in the book of Revelation that controls the kings of the earth and rides the beast and probably gets knocked off the beast. All right. The other part of this that is wild is we did Foundation Report episode 327, create cancer, offer false light. So after the As the Days of Noah devil juice, the poison poke during the pandemic, cancer rates are skyrocketing. And just about every disease measurable to man is skyrocketing. It's skyrocketing. So they create cancer, and now they're going to offer to solve it with Larry Ellison, with AI and this AIB system. This is just an excuse to gene edit you, this bio-digital convergence, this wireless body area network to hook you up to the hive mind, where Elon Musk said we can read and write your memory to edit your DNA. It's a war on your seed. God, Lucifer hates God's creation. And they could solve this tomorrow with getting rid of all the poisons in the chemtrails, poisons in the food, water, the nanotech everywhere. You know, I saw a video the other day that said, you might be considered a conspiracy theorist if you think bread should only have three ingredients versus 117. And that was my world. I had food scientists reporting into me. They said, this stuff is so toxic. We eat organic as much as we can. Oh, boy.
Buildings currently on, you know, currently being built, but that will expand to 20 and other locations beyond the Abilene location, which is our first location. The kind of applications that we're building, to give you an idea, maybe the most charismatic and the one that I think touches us all, is electronic health records. Not just maintaining electronic health records, but by looking at electronic health records, understanding the condition of the doctors, better understanding the condition of their patients, and being able to provide healthcare plans that are much better than they otherwise would be. A doctor in Indian River Reservation would be able to see how a doctor at Memorial Sloan Kettering would treat the patient, or a doctor at Stanford would treat the patient. We actually provide all of that information, all of that guidance to the doctors who are treating cancer patients or patients with any other kind of disease, made possible by AI. I'm not going to take a lot of time. I'm going to pass it to Masa, but this is a very exciting program for Oracle to be a part of. Thank you.
Last month, I came to celebrate your winning and promised that we will invest $100 billion. And you told me, oh, Masa, go for $200. Now I came back with $500. Because this is the, as you said yesterday, this is the beginning of golden age.
Golden age.
Of America. This is one great example, I think. Right? We wouldn't have decided to do this.
I hope so, and I think so.
This is the beginning of golden age. We wouldn't have decided unless you want. And yesterday, we agreed, we signed to make this happen.
That's great.
Because of this day.
Very nice.
So we would make this happen. We would immediately start deploying $100 billion with a goal of making $500 billion within next 4 years, within your term.
Yeah.
Right? Because of your success. So we are very, very excited to do this. And our partner is, of course, SoftBank, OpenAI, Oracle, and additionally investing partner with MGX. On top of that, we have the technology partner NVIDIA, and of course Microsoft has been very, very supportive to SAM and continue to support all our success. This is not just for business. As Larry said, this will help people's life. This will help solving many, many issues, difficult things that otherwise we could not have solved with the power of AI. I think AGI is coming very, very soon. And after that, that's not the goal. After that, artificial super intelligence will come to solve the issues that mankind would never, ever have thought that we could solve. Well, this is the beginning of our golden age. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Fantastic.
I don't have too much to add, but I did want to say I'm thrilled we get to do this in the United States of America. I think this will be the most important project of this era. And as Masa said, for AGI to get built here, to create hundreds of thousands of jobs, to create a new industry centered here, we wouldn't be able to do this without you, Mr. President. And I'm thrilled that we get to. I think it'll be an exciting project. I think we'll be able to do all of the wonderful things that these guys talked about. But the fact that we get to do this in the United States is, I think, wonderful. So thank you very much.
Could you just say one word? I hear so many positive things about what it's going to do for medical research and for solving things, cancer and all the different problems. How will AI help us with the fight against the various problems, diseases, etc.?
These guys can maybe share more about some of the work they're doing there. I think they'll jointly be some of the leaders about driving progress here. But I believe that as this technology progresses, we will see diseases get cured at an unprecedented rate. We will be amazed at how quickly we're curing this cancer and that one and heart disease, and what this will do for the ability to deliver very high quality healthcare, the costs, but really to cure the diseases at a rapid, rapid rate, I think will be among the most important things this technology does.
Very good. Very good. Thank
can
you.
Can I speak and answer that question, Mr. President?
So we're currently working on one of the most exciting things we're working on, using the tools that Sam and Masa are providing, is a cancer vaccine. It's very interesting. It turns out, I'll be quick, all of our cancers, cancer tumors, little fragments of those tumors float around in your blood. So you can do early cancer detection. If you can do it using AI, you can do early cancer detection with a blood test. And using AI to look at the blood test, you can find the cancers that are actually seriously threatening the person. So we can, again, cancer diagnosis using AI has the promise of just being a simple blood test. Then beyond that, once we gene sequence that cancer tumor, you can then vaccinate the person, design a vaccine for every individual person to vaccinate them against that cancer. And you can make that vaccine, that mRNA vaccine, you can make that robotically, again using AI, in about 48 hours. So imagine early cancer detection, the development of a cancer vaccine for your particular cancer aimed at you, and have that vaccine available in 48 hours. This is the promise of AI and the promise of the future.
Thank you, sir. Great. Thanks.
Now, going back to this is a DNA seed world war, this was an interesting story. 23andMe leak. So 23andMe is this DNA collection company that then will have the ruse of saying, well, let's see who you're related to and what ethnicity are you. Run from that crap. Because let's read, the 23andMe data leak was a data breach at personal genomics company 23andMe reported in October 2023, isn't that funny? 23andMe. The leak was in October 2023. The cyber attack gathered profile and ethnicity information from millions of users. This is interesting. The affected customers were reported as primarily Ashkenazi Jews, but also included hundreds of thousands of ethnically Chinese users. This is from Wikipedia. And remember what RFK Jr. said? He said COVID-19 does not really impact the Chinese or people from Israel, Jews. And the bigger picture of all this, going back to Trump's bringing in the AIB system, the reason why they took out the CEO from United Health Insurance is because they want to have AI healthcare. That is the goal. Do a search on the psyop behind the United Healthcare CEO getting gunned down. They need to resurrect the crappy healthcare system into an AI healthcare governance system. It's part of this beast system. All right, Trump as well is just taking advantage with the meme coin. And granted, hopefully people don't think that this is real crypto, but Trump launches his meme coin, and it had a $5 billion market cap in a matter of seconds. His wife launches it, and his crashes. It just reminds me of central bank digital currencies, Fed now, that will measure every transaction. The IRS came out, and they said that we use AI to monitor everything. It's wings of the same bird. I'm not saying the left is any better, but the left was so foul, so evil, so wicked, so insane. What is a man? What is a woman? That then the right, we get our false choice, and it's going to be AI governance. I want to read a couple posts. So Trump owning 80% of this meme coin and timing launch hours before the inauguration is predatory, and many will likely get hurt by it. This is Nick, a crypto venture capitalist, said in a social media post. Such digital tokens are notorious for speculators using hype to pump up the value before selling at the top of the market, leaving latecomers to count their losses as the price crashes, BBC. And then the pastor that prayed at one of the Trump events, he's launching a meme coin. Check this dude out.
I need you to do me a favor right now. I need you to go buy the official Lorenzo Sewell coin. I want you to be able to see politics become manifest, not just in a way where we're praying over political gatherings, but where we're seeing us become the hands and the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you help me? Would you help us in this endeavor? Would you go and purchase the coin in order for us to do what we need to do in the ministry? We do transportation, housing, education. We heal medical, mental, and dental illnesses. I need you to do me a favor and go and get that coin in order for us to accomplish the vision that God has called us to do in our earth. I give God glory for what he has done, but we know that King's dream can only be fulfilled if we acknowledge that people are living in a nightmare. So here's your...
Hey, if he uses it all for good, so be it. It just made me cringe. Made me cringe. What do you say in the comments? All right, the inauguration was demonic. I got creepy vibes. And I hope I'm wrong. I pray Trump has his Saul to Paul moment. But this is an interesting picture for those of you listening on a podcast service. 2017, Trump's hand is on the Bible. His wife's holding it. Beautiful blue coat. Then this year, she's holding the Bible, and she looks like an undertaker. She looks like she's at a funeral. Trump's not putting his hand on the Bible. There's some popular memes that are going around. She looks like the Hamburglar. But I thought one that was really interesting, she looks like the Omen. The movie of the Omen is really this demonic movie, the rise of the Antichrist. I mean, it's just wicked. And it was done by design. This whole thing was done by design. You can never forget, Trump said, I love you, Christians. This is the last time you need to vote. Folks, he signed Noahide laws. Noahide laws will get Christians beheaded. It's Tales from the Crypt. Her outfit reminded me of this movie. I could not remember the movie, but it was this musician at the crossroads and he sold his soul to the devil and the devil was dressed like her. Did she do it by design? What do you say in the comments? Now, it's gone viral with this woman praying over Trump. First of all, that is interesting, right? About protecting the transgender and everything else. And here's Trump with an LGBT for Trump flag, throwing it around. Don't be caught up in this prayer and Trump's being upset by it, because you need to look at the big picture of all of this. Trump is bringing in this interfaith religion, this universalism. He's had multiple faith leaders, Catholic, Muslim, Jewish. He had two Protestant females lead a prayer, that man that just tried to sell the meme coin. But when you really peel back the onion and look at the bigger play, it's this interfaith religion signing the Noahide laws, as I just mentioned, the Republican Party at the RNC, who his daughter-in-law ran, they prayed to some demonic entity. This is not a Christian man. This is not a Christian party anymore. Live, Trump joins Christian, Muslim, Jewish prayer leaders. It's this one world religion pushed by MAGA. And this is a post by Navigating the Lies. I thought it was well written. The Republican Party has been steering its supporters towards a multi-faith and humanity-focused direction, promoting unity of all backgrounds and spiritualities. With Trump at the helm, this process is being expedited. This reflects Alice Bailey's theosophical vision of a world where people of all faiths unite to overthrow the black magic, dark New World Order forces, springing forth a new age of peace, light, love, and liberty. The golden age is Luciferian. You keep hearing Trump say that we're in the golden age, golden age. That's this fake, false peace, light, love, and liberty. This theosophical agenda is influencing undiscerned conservative Christians and is paving the way for the coming AI beast kingdom. I put in AI beast kingdom. And again, Trump is a source of Noahide laws. All right. Have you ever been to the Capitol? Trump's inauguration was held inside the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, swearing in the belly of ISIS due to the cold weather. When I looked up at the apotheosis, I think is how you pronounce that, I wasn't even saved. And I looked up and I saw George Washington, and I'm like, they are turning him into a god. It was, I had demonic vibes, and I wasn't even saved when I visited Washington, D.C. and actually toured the Capitol. Let's continue reading. This ritual screams, for those who don't know, the apotheosis of Washington is located in the Dome of the Capitol building, depicting George Washington ascending to divine stature, surrounding and guided by pagan gods such as Venus, Neptune, Mercury, etc. Apotheosis means defecation, becoming a god. The Capitol Rotunda is also where the Masons have attempted to resurrect the spirit of Osiris directly beneath Washington's apotheosis mural at each presidential inauguration as the president swears from his belly while looking up at the obelisk. 33-degree Freemasons believe that through this ritual, each president becomes demonically energized by the spirit of Osiris and becomes a living representation of him. The word inaugurate itself comes from the Latin word inaugura, which means to approve based on omens, spiritual wickedness in high places. So Trump did get us out of the WHO, which is good, but what about the UN Pact for the Future? That is where your AIB system has been basically written down and signed upon. We've covered a couple VCasts thereof. And again, when he starts rounding up the illegals, this will be turned on you as a Christian and also the homosexuals once Noah Hyde Laws gets implemented. Is that how this thing's going to go down? They need to establish a precedent for military on the street. And the wall, folks, the wall will keep you in.
We are very pleased that President Trump will join us, as I said, in his first week as president, live in Davos and in dialogue with CEOs also. We have been told that the administration wants a broad footprint.
I propose putting an end to anonymity on social media. In our countries, no one can walk the streets with a mask on their face or drive a car without a license plate. No one can send packages without showing an ID or buy a hunting weapon without giving their name. And yet, we are allowing people to roam freely on social networks without linking their profiles to a real identity. This paving the way for misinformation, hate speech, and cyber harassment, because it is facilitating the use of bots, and it is allowing people to act without being held accountable for their actions. Such an anomaly cannot continue. In a democracy, citizens have the right to privacy, not to anonymity or impunity. Because with those two, social coexistence would be impossible. That is why I believe we must push forward the principle of pseudonymity as the functioning element of social media, and force all these platforms to link every user account to an European digital identity wallet. This way, citizens could use nicknames if they want, but in the case of a crime, public authorities would be able to connect those nicknames to real people and hold them responsible. Because accountability is not an obstacle to freedom of speech, it is an essential complement to it.
So Scott, that's jwellfire.com. Thank you for your support. Trump's bringing in the beast system, my friends. Do not be fooled by any of this. Wings of the same bird. Satan comes as darkness. Lucifer comes as false light. Or they're saying the golden age. God bless.
Standing right now at the Hera Dome, they claim that they continue to have this important language, the spells, the incantation for the raising of Osiris. Well, they would conduct that ceremony while the Pharaoh is standing there. The seed of Osiris would be drawn up from out of the underworld through the testes of the obelisk. It would magically emit into the ever-pregnant belly of Isis, and Pharaoh would become transmogrified. He entered into the building a man. He comes out of the building. He is a god. And all of Egypt celebrates because now they have divine representation. Now, fast forward to this present day. The Freemasons openly admit that the obelisk, the dome, well, again, it's on the Library of Congress website. These are structures designed and dedicated to all of the ancient pagan gods. But how many Americans know that at the inauguration of every American president, while he is standing over here in the dome, the pregnant belly of Isis, looking out across the mall at the obelisk over here in the distance, that across town at the Hera Dome, the headquarters of the Scottish Rite Freemasonry 33rd degree, they are conducting the raising of Osiris ceremony in anticipation of the day that literally the spirit of Osiris, or who the Greeks would call Apollo, is going to rise up out of the underworld to become incarnate in a future American president who will take his rightful place according to the prophecy on the Great Seal of the United States, which both Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his vice president, Henry Wallace, wrote about. Wallace wrote about it in his biography, that he convinced Roosevelt, I think he was trying to take credit, but that he convinced Roosevelt that the prophecy on the Great Seal of the United States, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, was a Masonic prophecy pointing to a day in the future when the United States would rise up to take its rightful place as the capital of the New World Order, the fulfillment of the Sibylline prophecy that says, what? That Apollo is going to rise up from out of the underworld, take his place in a man, and give birth to a new golden pagan age. Literally, the generator to make that happen is what we are standing in the middle of today doing this recording. And if you go inside the Capitol Dome and look up into the underside of the pregnant belly of Isis, what do you see? The apotheosis of George Washington. Literally, apotheosis means to become a god. And what god is George Washington becoming? Walt Whitman, the famous American poet that is so connected to American history, said he's becoming the Osiris.
My opinion of, you know, of the system and the elites that are running it is that essentially what they're going to do in order to get this AI into everything is that they're going to show, one, is that the AI is way better than the human versions. And then at the same time, they're going to put corrupt sycophants in all the positions that are going to cause pain, right? We're going to have an unfair judge. Oh, look, he was selling kids for cash so that they would go to a juvenile detention center so that he's getting kickbacks, right? These sort of things are going to get rolled out. We're going to get demoralized because we're going to see how corrupt that system is. And then as a result, we're going to want to have a lot of change. And unfortunately, that change is going to be to a non-human economic justice, civil liberties system. It's going to be recentered on artificial intelligence to decide your court cases, artificial intelligence to do your checkout, artificial intelligence to do all your work that you're doing. And at the beginning, you know, when all this innovation comes, you know, at the beginning, it's always a much, much better idea than the humans. Now, here's the problem, right? We don't control that AI.
Right.
It's controlled by oligarchs and their backers that remain in the shadows.
So they can introduce bias into it to achieve their goals.
They're going to have like the unbiased, the fair artificial intelligence. It's going to be a giant trap, but we're going to be corralled and forced to go down it because the outcomes are going to be so much better. They're going to be so much more fair. And then at some point in the future, the rug pull is going to come and then you can't do squat about it, right?
Right.
You don't like this unfair AI judge that is... has a secret code in it to, to target you. Like you can't do discovery, right? Like even if you're able to get a download of the entire model weights, like who knows how to, you know, figure that out other than an absolute specialist with a very expensive, exclusive tooling to figure out how the AI came to that conclusion.